there, and welcome into another edition of the JMAC Podcast. So glad that you are here with us today. Please like, share, comment about our podcast. Help us spread the word. As today we answer another important question, is it patriotic to wear a mask? Why are we asking this question? Well, because the president has brought it up. Now, I've actually been known to make that statement in the past, but I haven't heard him make it. In fact, this is a complete 180 from where he was, so I want to talk about that. I also have some other very important mask news for you. But before we do that, please take a moment and become a patron of this podcast. Donate $1 a month, $5 a month, $10 a month, whatever you can do to help us pay our bills and to keep this podcast coming to you every single day. Just click on the link in the podcast description or check out our social media. You'll find a link there on how to do it. So let's dive in to the question. Is wearing a mask patriotic?
Now, just minutes ago, President Trump tweeted this image saying, quote, "Many people say that it is patriotic to wear a face mask when you can't socially distance. There is nobody more patriotic than me, your favorite president," unquote.
Nobody more patriotic than him. And that is why he is finally tweeting out a picture of him wearing a mask. I guess better late than never. I have been one who has been calling for mask wearing way back in the congressional debates when all three of my opponents said that they don't wear a mask. They couldn't give good reasons why they wear a mask. And I went beyond the issue of civil liberties. And we've covered that, by the way. If you think you have some legal right not to wear a mask, there's an entire podcast about that issue that you can listen to. It's called, Do I Have a Right Not to Wear a Mask? But I went beyond that, and I went to caring for your neighbor. I went to love one another. I went to being a good citizen. And to me, those are all things that are patriotic. When you care about your fellow citizens, when you do things not because you have to, but because you know that it will help other people. And in this case, you know that it will help open the economy faster, or you should know that. And if you don't know that, I'm going to share with you some additional studies today that will help you understand that this is the single fastest way that we have to get the economy open. So if you want to be a patriot, if you think Donald Trump is a patriot, then put on that mask and be patriotic. In the meantime, Governor Pence, speaking to all of the governors, he said that masks are helping turn the tide on coronavirus in Arizona. This is during a meeting with governors on Monday. The White House Coronavirus Task Force trotted out decreased COVID-19 case counts in Arizona as proof that masks and social distancing work, encouraging other states to impose similar measures as a way to contain and prevent surges. Masks, closing indoor bars, decreasing indoor dining capacity to 25%, continued social distancing and personal hygiene messaging, according to the model, dramatically decreased the rate of community spread. That is according to Vice President Mike Pence, who is the chair of the White House Coronavirus Task Force. Pence said that evidence of the effectiveness of widespread mask use in particular was visible today in Arizona. The Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center on Monday put the state, which recently had one of the worst case trends on the planet and saw a testing shutdown, or actually they use a bad word here to describe how the testing was very poor. I'm not going to use the word, but they said they now have the steepest current decline in the nation, and they give all of the credit to the almighty face mask. Then you add to that a story out of BYU locally and some research that they've done.
You've wondered if masks work. You know the debate, right? Should you wear a face covering? And that largely depends on who you ask.
Or does it? We'll see. A team of BYU researchers did a deep dive into the data, and they've laid out the facts for everyone to see. Fox 13's Tamara Vaifanua takes a look at their findings.
The debate over masks and whether or not they reduce the spread of COVID-19 kept a team of BYU researchers up all weekend to study that very issue.
This room is not complying with these health guidelines. This creates a health concern.
To mask up or not. At a Utah County Commission meeting last week, the battle lines were drawn.
And I'm going to make a motion to continue this entire meeting to another date.
The display prompted Ben Abbott, an associate professor of plant and wildlife sciences at Brigham Young University, and his colleagues to dig for answers.
This really was motivated by the fact we're lifelong Utah County residents. We want to make sure that families and individuals have the best possible information.
Abbott says they looked at 130 peer review studies from around the world.
One of the most definitive studies found that if 80% of the population wore masks, that is actually more effective than a complete shutdown of the economy where you're forcing everybody to stay at home.
Researchers also learned that because COVID-19 is spread mainly on droplets produced when we breathe, cough, or sneeze, masks are effective at trapping those particles.
The idea is that your mask protects me and my mask protects you.
What about people's concerns about masks reducing oxygen levels or increasing carbon dioxide levels?
That is completely false. There's a really wide group of research that's been done long before the COVID-19 pandemic that shows that masks are incredibly safe.
Abbott says there are exceptions, those with severely weakened respiratory systems, children under the age of 2, and severely disabled should not wear masks. He adds with more information coming in, we're learning more.
The scientific messaging on masks was kind of a mess. From the CDC to the World Health Organization, there was a lot of confusion about masks initially. So I don't think that people that have been skeptical of masks in the past are bad at all. They just haven't had access to this new information that shows how effective masks are at protecting our families.
To take a look at the entire study, just go to fox13now.com. In Salt Lake City, Tamara Vaifanua, Fox 13 News, Utah.
So there you have it. He said masks are more productive than shutting down the entire economy. So what is the key to reopening this great nation? Everyone wearing a mask. And then one of the other things that I wanted to deal with has to do with claims that I've heard from people saying, I have issues, I have to have enough oxygen, and a mask reduces my oxygen intake. Well, there's this one Irish doctor who was very frustrated with this claim. And so he decided to hook himself up to an oxygen monitor and just start putting on masks to see if his oxygen level would change at all. Now, what you're going to hear is the monitor in the background. This is him hooking himself up to the monitor. And you can see on the screen his oxygen level. And as he puts on each mask, nothing changes. Oxygenation does not go down. It does not go up. One mask after another, until he got up to 6 masks. That's where he stopped. But these masks simply do not reduce oxygen intake. As you heard in the BYU study, that is what we call a myth. And perhaps an excuse not to wear a mask when you should be wearing a mask. So it does look pretty funny when you have 6 masks on your face. And so I'm not recommending that, but I do recommend that you wear a mask. And if you're going to make excuses, at least do the research and find out if that is real or not. And then finally, when it comes to masks, we know that Disney World has opened up and they are allowing people to come in and enjoy their facilities, but they are requiring that everybody wear a mask. But people are getting around that by walking while eating. How dare they?
Munching on those Mickey pretzels while strolling through Disney World in Orlando, eating or drinking while walking has been banned to ensure that people are wearing masks while moving around the park. Now, in order to eat or drink, people have to be stationary and 6 feet away from other guests. The only other time that guests are allowed to have their masks off is at special relaxation stations that are set up around the parks.
So no walking while eating. We know what you're trying to do. Stop doing it. Go to a relaxation area and take your mask off there. And how nice would it be to be in Disney World right now?